Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a really critical scalability challenge in data centers.
A huge one.
Yeah. So you're rolling out those high-density 400G QSFP-DD ports. And the real bottleneck, it's not the speed.
No, not at all.
It's connecting those brand new ports back to this massive installed base of perfectly good but slightly older 100G infrastructure.
It's a massive migration headache.
It is. And we're going to cut through that noise using the validated architecture guide from ECI Networks.
Our goal today is pretty simple. We want to show you the tried and true breakout methods that ECI has actually tested, so you don't waste time and money on things that just won't work.
Right.
The mission is to walk you through the options and help you choose the right component, that sort of digital translator based on distance, compatibility, and of course, your budget.
Okay, so let's get right into the core technical problem. The fundamental barrier here is something the industry calls the modulation wall. Mm-hmm. On one side, you have the legacy standard, NRZ non-return to zero. That's what your older 100G optics, like an SR4 or an LR4, are using.
And those operate by sending a very simple binary signal, a zero or a one, at 25 gigabits per link.
A simple on-off switch.
Exactly. And against that, you have the modern solution, which is PAM4. Pulse amplitude modulation, 4-level.
Okay.
Every single 400G optic, a DR4, an FR4, it doesn't matter, uses PM4 running at 50G or even 100G per lane. So think of NRZ as that light switch. On or off, PM4 is like having a dimmer with 4 different levels.
Wow. So you're sending twice the data down the exact same fiber.
That's the magic of it, but it also creates this problem.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that 400G modules are just... they're fundamentally incompatible with our legacy 100G ports, even if the fiber fits perfectly.
Precisely. You cannot passively connect PM4 to NRZ. It's physically impossible without some kind of active modulation conversion.
And if you try,
your link will fail.
Yeah.
Instantly. It just won't light up.
Okay, that really clarifies the core issue. So what I love about the ECI guide is how it categorizes solutions by the one thing we all care about most, distance. Let's start with the first scenario.
We'll start easy. Scenario one. Short reach. We're talking up to about 10 kilometers, and this is for modern or, greenfield PM4 networks.
So everything is speaking the same language here.
Exactly. All the optics speak PM4 single lambda. So these are your simplest, most direct passive breakouts. No active conversion needed at all.
And the guide gives a great example for this one, right? The 400G DR4 module.
Yeah, that's a perfect one. It breaks out passively to 4 separate 100G DR1 links. You use standard MPO cabling and you get a really robust 500 meter reach.
That's probably the simplest way to get 4 streams of 100G when everything is already on that newer PM4 tech.
It is. But now we get to the tricky part. Scenario 2. Medium reach, maybe 10 to 15 kilometers.
This is that migration zone.
This is the migration zone. This is where you absolutely have to deal with legacy gear. And this is where we need to talk about active breakout modules.
So these are essentially external translators.
That's a great way to put it. They're built specifically to take that 400G PM4 signal and convert it into 4 100G streams of the older NRZ format.
And that conversion is what lets you support those older entrenched optics like the CWDM4 or the LR4s.
Exactly. And that gets you a max reach of around, say, 12 kilometers. It really depends on the power budget of your specific link, of course.
Of course. Okay, finally, let's hit the long haul. Scenario 3. Long reach. We're pushing 20, maybe even 40 kilometers. What does the guide recommend for that?
For these kinds of distances, you're looking at the highest end solution. It's the muxponder-based breakout. This isn't just a module, it's a full-featured system.
What's it actually doing?
It takes the 400G PM4 input and converts it to 4 completely separate 100G NRZ outputs. What's so valuable here is the clean electrical separation and the retiming it provides for each 100G stream.
Which then lets you connect to those dedicated super long-reach NRZ optics.
Right. Things like the ER4L modules, which are rated for 30 kilometers and sometimes even more.
So let's bring this all home for the listener. The guiding principle seems pretty straightforward. You just match your target distance and your existing 100G optics to the right type of solution.
That's it. If you're doing a passive breakout, you're staying under 500 meters.
But if you need 40 kilometers to reach an ER4L port, then you have to budget for that muxponder. There's no way around it.
There really isn't. And that leads to the final thought we want to leave you with. Never, ever assume compatibility, especially when you think you're just buying a cable.
Oh, that's a good point.
The guide highlights active optical cables, or DACs, that fail in this exact scenario. And they fail because they're missing the necessary internal gearbox.
And that gearbox is what does the actual PM4 to NRZ conversion.
It's the whole ball game. So you have to always, always verify that your solution provides that active modulation conversion layer. That's what will make your 400G breakout plans robust and truly future ready.